Lifestyles programming. This is the Travel World Radio Network.
And welcome back as we continue on today's version of Travel World Radio across America via satellite around the world on the internet at twc.ca. Stephen Pickford along with Willem Backus. And joining us now on the line is a gentleman talking to us today about motorcycles, motorcycle travel. And I still remember my first time on the back of a motorcycle when I was 6 years old with my Uncle Bruce, and it terrified me. So Ken Aiken joins us now on the line. He's a freelance journalist, writer, whose work regularly appears in newspapers across Canada, magazines in the United States, written a number of books on motorcycle journeys. And Ken, welcome to Travel World. Why motorcycle travel? That is the number one question on my mind. Why motorcycle travel?
Well, motorcycle travels are just basically a quick way to get around. Plus, it puts you out into the environment. You can smell, you know, the landscape that you're going through. So different seasons, there's different smells, and that adds to the experience. Plus you have different temperature gradients that you move through as you move through microclimates and such. So when you combine all this sensory experience plus the fact that you have this 360 degree sphere around you, unlike in a car where you have certain areas of vision that get blocked off by the structure of the vehicle itself, just adds to the experience of travel.
So it becomes like a total sensory experience. You engage all of your senses within the travel experience.
Well, that's absolutely true. And another aspect about motorcycle travel comes from an article that I was reading about how having to do so much coordination on a motorcycle actually enhances the brain. You're forced to be much more aware. And in forcing to be much more aware, of course, you end up with an enhancement of the travel experience. You're paying much more attention to everything that's around you than if you were in an air-climatized, enclosed vehicle where there's no wind, the temperature remains the same, and you become mesmerized as you move down the highway. So on the motorcycle.
Yeah, so you can bring it all together. So what inspired you to become an author and start telling people about riding around on motorcycles?
Well, it was an interesting juxtaposition of events. My ex-wife had gone to a writer's workshop, and during the 2 days that she was away, I was on a computer bulletin board, which is what websites were called back then, and someone was complaining about a particular route that they had taken through Vermont. When my wife came back with a lot of papers, this seminar that Jules Older, who's a noted author, had conducted, one thing stuck with me, and that was write what you know. So because I was a little bit upset about the complaints of this motorcycle rider traveling through Vermont and what Jules Alden had to say, I put it together and I wrote Touring Vermont Scenic Roads, which is my native state, and that's what started it. I had no intention to be an author.
And then it led, for example, you've also just coming out this year, or may already be out, Whitehorse Press 2012, Motorcycle Journeys Through New England. And I can't think of a more beautiful area to hit the road, because we're big fans of New England. And I noted that, you know, you had an address in Bellows Falls. I said, boy, there's one guy from Bellows Falls. I have been to Bellows Falls. I have stayed both at the Whippoorwill Cabins. I have stayed at the River Mist Bed and Breakfast. And people say, I remember going to Bellows Falls when it was the home of Steamtown. So
Steamtown.
Yes.
Back when Blanton had set that up.
Yeah, and I much enjoyed it when it was in Bellows Falls. I went to the current location down in Pennsylvania, and it did. It's too homogenized and too, politically correct and picture perfect. Bellows Falls, that was where Steamtown was meant to be. I still have a sticker on my window here in my studio. It says Steamtown, USA, Bellows Falls, Vermont. Now, what are some of the areas driving around in your motorcycle that really stand out in your travels?
Well, of course, there's a lot of them. So I could be talking about particular ones in Italy, for example, which left quite an impression on me. But one of the things I wanted to bring up was adventures closer to home. And in doing a book that came out last year called Motorcycle Journeys Through Atlantic Canada, I included in that book an area called the Charlevoix. Are you familiar with this region?
I am familiar with it. The Fairmont Hotel up there, and northeast of Quebec City on the north shore of the St. Lawrence River.
Yes. Now, that's a very interesting place. Now, it's not very far from here, and there's a lot of connections between the Charlevoix and Vermont, for example. But it was a place that was just rumor until I went there in 2008 and fell in love with this. It's actually a giant meteorite impact crater. And it's one of only three on the planet that's populated. It's one of the reasons that in 1989 it became a UNESCO World Biosphere Reserve. But that reserve, coupled with two national parks, both the High Gorge of the Malbaie River Park and the Grand Jardin Park, makes it just a place of spectacular beauty.
And when you can combine that natural beauty with getting a great meal, I don't think anyone has come back from the Charlevoix without saying, boy, the food is great.
Well, it's actually, I think, because I write about food, I write about more than just motorcycle travel. The Charlevoix is really the culinary center or the culinary heart of Quebec. They were the first to embrace the slow foods movement from Italy. And many of the people that are raising the specialty foods there have been following a pattern that was established in Vermont in the 1970s. In fact, there's a lot of patterns between what happened and transpired in Vermont and what has happened and is transpiring in the Charlevoix. And the development of food tourism is one of them. It's a situation where you have people who want to get back to the land. And in this case, it was people from Quebec City and other areas in Quebec that want to get back to subsistence farming and developed sustainable agriculture in the form of specialty foods. Once you have the specialty foods, then you have chefs who come in to gain access to that food. And there's many, many chefs that are aspiring to opening their own place. So the chefs come in, the inns get established, and the whole thing begins to roll into an absolute fantastic package of, you know, nice bed and breakfasts, exquisite restaurants, and interesting things to see and do.
Now, it's not just those on motorcycles who come to the Charlevoix to eat. Whales also come to the Charlevoix to eat.
Now, that's one of the most amazing things, it's one of the best places in the world to see whales, and yet it's 700 miles, not kilometers, miles from the ocean. And it's one of the few places in the world where you can actually see blue whales, which we don't even know how many exist in the world.
You also came off of a snowmobile tour. It's like Quebec en motoneige avec Martin Lucas. It is like go in the summertime and you go on the back roads with your motorcycle, go in the wintertime and you can head out into the wild on a snowmobile expedition, and you may be just a couple of miles from civilization, but you feel like you're hitting the backcountry for the very first time. You're the first person to see it.
Well, the interesting thing is, it is the backcountry. We went to the Le Manoir Richelieu, which is a Fairmont Hotel, and you're familiar with this, truly exquisite. It's one of those grand hotels that was created in the Gilded Age. But they do a lot of things, including outfit people for snowmobiles. The snowmobile roundup was taking place. So getting outfitted there, I left with my riding buddy, who's my motorcycle riding buddy, and some people that we invited on Snow Magazine and Supertracks Magazine. And we took an expedition led by local people from 47 Nord Expeditions up into the mountains. Now, it turns out that there are some truly exquisite places that are generally not accessible except by snowmobile. And when I say exquisite places, I'm not talking about just beautiful terrain. We went to this lodge called Le Ravage, Pouvreau-Lac-Moreau. Now, I'm butchering my French, but please...
And we've got around 30 seconds left, Max, so...
But anyway, the Charlevoix is one of these places that needs to be rediscovered because it is truly an exquisite experience to go there, both in terms of motorcycling and snowmobiling and outdoor hiking, just getting away for romantic weekends.
And you can get more information from Charlevoix Tourism, 1-800-667-2276. Ken Aiken, a travel writer, author, snowmobile rider, motorcycle rider, thank you so much for joining us today on Travel World.
Well, thank you, Stephen.
Much appreciated.
Bye now.
For our canine guests, designed to provide privacy while cats enjoy a choice of